Blog Talk Radio.
Get lifted. They already know what time it is. Go ahead and get lifted. Get connected with people who's getting lifted. This the spot, and this is hot. Get lifted radio, baby, what you got? We rocking with Magic Love, tell them who you got. This the spot, and this is hot. Get lifted radio, baby, what you got? We rocking with Magic Love, tell them who you got. Let's do it.
Get lifted.
Let my money fast and go fast, fast, go fast like a Lambo. I be jumping out the stage, oh,
jumping, jumping, hey, hey.
Crowd better save up.
Crowd,
I can't believe we made it.
This is what we made, hey.
This is what we think for.
This is what we think, think.
I can't believe we made it.
It's a different thing.
Hey, hell, seen the crowd going ape shit.
Ah. Give me my check. Put some respect on my check. Pay me in equity.
Pay me in equity.
Watch me reverse out of dick.
He got a bad bitch. We living lavish, lavish. I got expensive fabric. I got expensive habits.
He wanna go with
go
me.
With
he likes to roll away. He wanna be with
be
me.
With
he
me.
Wanna give me that vitamin D.
Ice tournament. Ice style tournament. You ain't on it.
Give me the ball, take a top shift. Call my girls and put them all on a spaceship. Hang one night when you say I'll make you famous.
Hey,
have you ever seen the stage going ape shit?
Hey.
Set my money fast and go.
Finna pull up in the zoo. I'm like Chief, keep me Rafiki. Who been lying king to you? Pocket watch it like kangaroos. Tell these clowns we ain't amused. Man, the clips for that monkey business. 4-5 got changed for you. Motorcades when we came through. Presidential with the planes too. Went better get you with the residential. Undefeated with the cane too. I said no to the Super Bowl. You need me, I don't need you. Every night we in the end zone. Tell the NFL we in stadiums too. Last night was a fucking zoo. Stage diving in a pool of people. Ran through Liverpool like a fucking beetle. Smoking Rilla Glue like it's fucking legal. Tell the Grammys, fuck that 0 for 8 shit. Have you ever seen a crowd going ape shit?
Get my money fast, go.
Change.
I don't give a damn about the fame.
Nope.
GA plane. Alexander Wayne.
Woo.
She a thought that you claim.
Woo.
Can be typing my rain.
Oh.
I'm popping my bitches, I'm popping. We go to the dealer and cop it off. Sipping my favorite alcohol. Got me so lit, I need Tylenol. All of my people, I pray
them all.
I finna with one to see the stars. Sending the missiles off. Tricking my inhibitions off.
Yeah.
250 for the rich and meal.
Yeah,
yeah. Living a field. My body make jiggle go near.
Woo.
Man, my mama, my lord, my shield.
Yeah.
Look at my jewelry, I'm lethal.
Yeah.
These diamonds on me, they see. I'm a boss and they wishing they equal. I got M's off the back of Ibiza.
Give me the ball, give me the ball. Take a top shift.
Call my girls and put them all on a spaceship. Hang one night when you say I'll make you famous. Have you ever seen a crowd going ape shit?
Get my money fast and go.
Yo, what it do, it's Maggie Love, you're live on, you already know, Get Lifted Radio. Welcome back to another Sunday. I appreciate you guys for continuing to tune in to the podcast. Definitely appreciate all the support on the social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, sharing the Facebook event. All the appreciation of the support, I can't express enough. So just thank you, Infinity, y'all. I really appreciate the support. It means a lot. It's not easy to keep on going some days, some years, some weeks, but Get Lifted Radio is still here. Shoot, I thought about it the other day. I started my first podcast, I think it was May of 2013. And here we are, July 2018, you know, and I was convinced to do this, and I'm like proud of my own self for continuing to do this, because if anybody knows me, I'm a very low-key individual. I like to be behind the scenes. I'm not an open book, and I try to save myself. Actually, I try to save the world for me, because I'm a very open, blunt individual when I do speak. So, as Drake say, I try to save the world. No, I'm just playing. But anyway, today our guest is Yells. I'm excited to catch up with Yells, man. I interviewed Yells. I want to say it's been a couple years since we talked to Yells. Representing New Orleans. She's definitely been on her grind. New visuals, new singles, merchandise, the whole nine yards. So definitely excited to get her on the line and discuss her journey and hopefully, you know, we'll get some people to start rocking the music by listening to the podcast. You know, go stream on Spotify, all the digital streaming platforms. Go let her know that you dig her music. Once you check out the videos and things like that, hit her up on Instagram. You can follow her at @YELZ_ on Instagram. And Yells You Fly on Twitter. And that's YELZ, the letter U. FLY, Yells You Fly. And with no further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring our guests on the building. In the building. Yells.
Yo, what's up?
The radio. What it do?
What's good? I'm chilling, man. How y'all?
Man, we're good. We're good.
Happy to be here.
Obviously, you know, let me give you a horn. You deserve a horn.
What's up?
For real. So,
I appreciate that. That's what's up.
Definitely. I appreciate you. You know, you. It's not a lot of artists who understand what it means to continue supporting those who support you, keep in touch, you know, let people know what's going on. Because just as anybody else, you know, we get busy on this end too. And so I appreciate you for hitting me up and saying, hey, I got a new single. I want to come on the podcast. When can we set that up? Like, big ups to you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of artists expect us to find all million of you.
Right.
And, like, just keep up with all billion of you. Because it goes from a million to a billion and then trillion real quick. So, thank you for that. I appreciate you for doing that. That shows a lot about your soul.
Yeah, man, I just think it's, you know, it's just as important to show y'all, you know, love. Because there's times when you'll hit me up like, you know, like, that's dope. Let's get that on the podcast. So it's the same respect. It's the same love. So, you know, I always want to keep y'all updated.
So just so you guys know, the first time I interviewed Yells, I was like, okay, so either I'm boring or she's not feeling the podcast. But as I get to follow Yells is a very cool, laid-back individual, y'all. So don't be thinking because she got this little laid-back voice, you know, she just going to be taking the BS because she don't. So I'm just going to give you fair warning.
No,
if you call in, be ready, okay? Just be ready.
Right. No, I'm just chill. I'm just laid back, man.
Yeah, just let them know.
But I'm
you know
super
who
excited
you are,
to be here, though, you know. Yeah, I am from New Orleans. I represent the city. I represent the uptown area. Musically, I'm just an artist, man. Like, for the most part, I like to start my creativity from something that I feel. So I take, you know, pride in making sure that things are, you know, I want them to be in where I come from. So I would just say, like, I'm an individual. For the most part, I'm always myself. I'm usually laid back, but like you said, I don't really, you step out of line, you know what I'm saying? I step out of line. That's how it is.
You gonna make me, don't make me put you in order.
Right.
So, that being said, I like it how you say you like to make sure things are done the way you like them to be done, you know, based on the things that you see and obviously the things that you stand behind. And it definitely shows in your music and in your visuals that you are in tune politically. And not a lot of artists are allowed, or not, I'm not going to say allowed, but I'm going to say this. A lot of artists are afraid to touch on the subjects that you touch on in your music, especially when they're trying to build a brand, because they're afraid of the masses will say in regards to that. So just let me know and let the people know, so stand your ground when it comes to being a voice for our community, the Black community, when I say our community.
Yeah, I just, but no matter what's going on, and I quote the great Nina Simone, music should, you know, reflect the time. So I just feel like, it's cool to do all of that partying, you know, it's cool to do all the things that we do on a daily basis, but I think it's vital that we take the time out to recognize the things that's going on around us and in our communities, and that we're directly affected by. So, like I said, most of my music, it comes from what I see, what I feel, what I've heard, what I've done, and what I want to experience. So I have to reflect and talk about the things that I see every day, you know, the things that we all see every day. And as an artist, I think, I know that's my job. So I'm always
that.
It's always going to be a part of me.
She says she knows that's her job as an artist. And I'm glad that you said that. I had a discussion with somebody in regards to hip hop, and I come from, like, I was born in 79, so that just goes to show you, like, the music I grew up on. And you said that it's your job. Like, I think a lot of people forget hip hop was, like, created because of a lot of the things that were happening in the Black community. Like, hip-hop was the voice and the avenue to express and say, excuse me, but fuck the police. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So,
right.
I like how you said that's your job, and I wish that more artists that strive like yourself. I really do. So, how would you go about... Oh, let me say it like this. How do you encourage people around you in artistry to try to express themselves in these forms as well, outside of just partying and drugs and cars and the money and things like that?
I always tell people, tell the truth. You know what I'm saying? You can't possibly do all of that all day. Like, it's just not humanly possible for you to pop all of those pills at one time. Like, all of that, you can't do that every day. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, make sure that you're expressing your truth and what's going on around you and where you are as a person. Like, before you talk about those cars, I mean, I'm sure, you know what I'm saying, they may be on the vision board, they may be, you know, where they at, but you got to deal with reality first. So I always encourage everybody around me, no matter what type of artist I'm around, to deal with reality. And reality is, if you just take a look at that, then you'll start to create that type of music or material or be inspired by those things, because that's what's happening. That's what's going on around us.
Man.
Most of us.
I hope the people around you are listening.
Yeah, they are. I got some pretty dope homies around me.
Nice. Yeah, I know a couple, you know, a couple artists like TJ Foy, B's the Future.
Yeah.
And B is the Future.
Yeah,
you got two
yeah,
of those
B.
there in that area. So I'm in tune with those guys, and they do support you, and they talk about the other artists there in New Orleans. And one thing that I like about, from what I see, because in every city you hear about how everybody doesn't support one another, but I do see in that New Orleans area, like a lot of you guys do come together and make sure you're supporting one another on Instagram, Twitter, and things like that. So that's dope.
Yeah, we definitely try to push each other because we're all searching for that platform. And we know, you know, in New Orleans, there's so much talented, so many talented people, so many talented artists, no matter if you're looking for a singer, songwriter, a painter, anything. Like, New Orleans is just filled with talent. So we know, like, one of us break that mold of, you know, break through that, then we'll get some light into the city. And once you shine a little light on New Orleans, you know, we're gonna blow up, we're gonna gloom, all of us, and we know that. So it's always love.
Nice. So you had War that came out, which touches on a lot of what's still happening today. I hate that we even got to talk about this kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, like, it's crazy. Like, we really got to talk about this in 2018. But anyway, you had War, and then you just recently dropped Oh Bad. But let's talk about War before we jump into that track. Let's talk about that a little bit. Where were you at, and what inspired you to write that track along with releasing the visual?
I mean, I wrote that track around, like, the election time or last year. I try not to pay much attention to that stuff because I feel like I kind of know what some of the problems are, so my focus is definitely on fixing them, so I don't really entertain it, you know, as much as a lot of people. And my therapy was to go and write about how I felt about what was going on. So it was irrelevant. You know, I mean, it sparked the idea, but it was irrelevant to what I wanted to do with the visual and also the track. I was at a place where I felt that I needed to say something. You know what I'm saying? I needed to express myself. I knew that I didn't want to entertain that on Twitter. I didn't want to engage in any conversation with anybody. I just wanted to say what I needed to say, and also project what I saw in my head. So I ended up reaching out to Delaney, who is an amazing videographer here in New Orleans. And I kind of expressed the idea to her. I let her hear the song, and she was just like, okay, this is what we're doing. And we came up with the concept, and we just wanted to make sure that we were showing what happens every day, you know, where we live and what's going on in America and a lot of the communities that are like mine. So I was in a space, like I said, where I needed to say something. I didn't really want to have a conversation about it with anybody, and I went in a studio and I created War.
War. She went in the studio and she created War. And when she said she created War, she definitely created War. So with that being said, we're going to get into that track right here on Get Lifted Radio. Here we go with War, right here by my girl Yells. Bow! No!
Mother crying on the news from a boy up in blue that's supposed to serve and protect us, but all they really do is kill and arrest us. And if we protest, they act like we doing the most. And if we fight back, then it's more debt. It's hopeless. What we supposed to do when you got your hands up and they'll still shoot? And the killer goes on paid leave, and she left with two babies that need their father daily. It's a fucked up world from this view, bruh. So when you walk outside, just lace your boots up. Who are you, bruh? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready for war?
On your mind.
Are you ready?
You ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready for war?
On your side.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready for war?
On your mind.
Are you ready?
You ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready for war? So we strapped up every time we leave the crib. And if you really listen, you can see how we live. Close your eyes, let me paint you a picture here. You got your mother waking up in fear. You got the streets, ain't no love there. Obstacle every corner. Doing what you gotta do even when you don't wanna. Had to hug my brother tight, may not see him tomorrow. You got these women raising men cause y'all killing their fathers. And them demons be your best friends. In a world where you feel less than, and most of your homies resting, let that sink in. Cause meanwhile you're sinking, and that rent's due and not enough in the banking. Guess what I'm thinking? Better believe that. If you got it and I need that, then I'ma take it. That's just conditions that the system have in place. See, they put you in that box, and they mind it to your state. And every day's a every day's a every day's a war. So why not cop some flash to cover up the scars? And then cop you a nice watch to keep up with the time, so you can feed your ego and forget to feed your mind. Gotta remind yourself to find yourself, never lose it, never hide yourself. Then remind yourself that that commonwealth stays here, but still you fall in line and obey there. Are you ready?
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 Are you ready for war?
On your mind.
Are you ready?
You ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready for war?
On your side.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready for war?
On your mind.
Are you ready?
You ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready for war? So we strapped up every time we leave the crib. And if you really listen, you can see how we live. Close your eyes, let me paint you a picture here. You got your mother waking up in fear. You got the streets, ain't no love there. Obstacle every corner. Doing what you gotta do even when you don't wanna. Had to hug my brother tight, may not see him tomorrow. You got these women raising men cause y'all killing their fathers. November 8, 2016. One of the saddest days in history. Oh, is it just me? And if you disagree, I need you out my space. Cause you stepped out of line, it's time I put you back in place. See, you would never understand the thoughts of Sandra Bland, or what it feels like to love and lose a black man. And had it recorded and they still act. Son, that man 40, they focusing on them charges that he got when he was 21. You see, the system was set up for him to fail or be in jail. I got two blood brothers behind themselves and seen so many more take the same damn L. It's about that time. Now it's been about time for us to organize and use our mind. Capitalize on the foundation that the ancestors made for us. Can you imagine freedom every day for us? Us, are you ready?
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 Are you ready for war?
On your mind.
Are you ready?
You ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready for war?
On your side.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready for war?
On your mind.
Are you ready?
You ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready for war? So we strapped up every time we leave the crib. And if you really listen, you can see how we live. Close your eyes, let me paint you a picture here. You got your mother waking up in fear. You got the streets, ain't no love there. Obstacle every corner. Doing what you gotta do even when you don't wanna. Had to hug my brother tight, may not see him tomorrow. You got these women raising men cause y'all killing their fathers.
War.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Y'all make sure you follow Yells. Follow her on Twitter at YellsUFly, YELZ, the letter UFLY. Make sure you follow her on Instagram, underscore YELZ, underscore Yells. War.
Appreciate that, man.
I appreciate you. So you had made a statement and said that, you know, you don't really focus on the things that obviously the media wants to continue to pump in our head. You know, you try to focus on the things that will create change, you know. So I know New Orleans is a very active city when it comes to...
Yeah.
I will say that there's a lot of activism that happens there in New Orleans, people that are more in tune. So are you like involved in any type of organizations, or are you planning on doing any type of events, or, you know, you got something going on that you want to talk about?
Well, I partnered with an organization, they're called Playbuild, and they're actually in the uptown area of New Orleans. And they teach, kids about architecture and building and just using that creative outlet. And it's also used as a space for like after school care, We do small community events where we do a lot of networking with black-owned businesses. And I'm also planning a show there on July 20th where it's going to be me and actually B is the Future and a couple other artists. And we're going to just, you know, go out to the spot and try to get some more people involved, get some volunteers signed up, and just partner with the organization and try to bring more awareness awareness to it and get them a steady flow of people that can help them out. So I'm working with them on that as of right now. But I'm planning a few things in the fall.
Nice, nice. So is there a website or anything like that that, you know, people can go check out, or I can also go check out?
Yeah.
Maybe we can donate or something.
It's going to be www.playbill.nola.com.
And that's Playville?
Yeah, Play, PlayBuild.
Okay.
I'll send you a link too, though, via email.
Nice. I'll make sure I share that and check that out as well. Cool. I got that written down. Appreciate that.
For sure.
I like the fact that, you know, artists, they lose sight of how much being involved in the community can actually help, because I think too many people focus on chasing the fame instead of doing the things that will help those building blocks, and eventually you'll get to that position of that amount of recognition, if you will. Because I hate to call it fame. I mean, basically what it is that you're just being more recognized than the next person. So, hey.
Right.
Is what it is.
It's always going to be important to me to do that. You know, I know where I come from. I never forget where I come from. And that particular organization, being in the community where I grew up in, it was a no-brainer.
That's what I'm talking about. I like the fact that there's still things going on there that offer after school and things like that for the kids. There's so many cities that are lacking that, so it's good to hear that New Orleans got that going on, especially, you know, all that you guys have been through, like with Katrina and all the whole nine yards. Even though it seems like it was so long ago, I'm sure living there it probably feels like it wasn't that long ago. So
it's definitely a time stamp for
sure. So tell me, what does the name Yells, where does that come from? You know, what's the meaning behind Yells?
So I was it was actually Yells You Fly, and I dropped the You Fly and just stuck with Yells. I was in a studio with my homeboy, his name is Highlight, he's a dope artist also from New Orleans, and my real name is Danielle. So I was just trying to come up with a name, and I walked in the studio, and I was dressed to go somewhere. He was like, you know, Yells You Fly. So that's how the name actually came about. And then, like, everybody called, I got like 8 nicknames, to be honest with you. So people call me certain things, and my grandmother, I got like 8 nicknames, man. So I felt like, for me, him being one of my favorite artists, somebody that I admire and I came up writing with, when he said it, it had a ring to it, and I just kept it and I stuck with it.
I like it. Especially now that I know your name is Danielle, you know, like.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't call
you
that,
that's the
but,
whole thing.
You know. I like it.
Yeah. But, he helped me. Well, came up with it, basically, and I just ran with it. It had a ring to it.
Nice. So, you know, a lot of people talk about who inspires them and what inspires them. We've obviously, you love your city. Your city inspires you. Things that happen around you definitely inspire you, as they should inspire all artists. But do you have any type of other inspirations, such as, you know, other artists, or could be your grandmother, your mother, you know, what drives you to continue doing music other than the fact that you love it?
Definitely being my grandmother and my family. My grandmother, my family, and the other artists that I hang around like on a daily basis. I just see how hard they work. I see you know, that there's not many artists that are willing to be as pure as I am and as truthful as I am. And even when I get uninspired, I still am still inspired, because it's not coming from a place where I'm chasing anything or particularly looking to be anything but myself. So I feel like I'm inspiring, you know, to myself also. And just my community and the things that I see on a daily basis, man. As in, like, artists that's, I guess, on, I would have to say, like, a Kendrick Lamar, a J. Cole, Frank Marcellino from my city, B.S. The Future from my city, Knox Ketchum from my city. It's just so many people from my city that I'm inspired by. I don't really listen to a lot of hip-hop or, like, I guess radio, people that's on the radio, so I'm always in tune with, you know, my peers and the people that I really, really enjoy.
Yeah, I can understand that. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to leave that alone.
You're going to leave it alone? Next time?
Yeah, we're not going to talk. We're not even going to talk about the people on the radio. We're just going to leave that all alone today.
Yeah, I mean, I get that question a lot about, you know, who do I listen to? And I always kind of name the people from my city for the most part, because that's usually who I'm bumping, if I'm bumping anything. And if I am, it's usually not a hip-hop artist, you know?
Yeah. I definitely feel you on that part.
Right now.
So, being a female in this industry, there's obviously challenges for females in every industry. But being in this industry, what are some of the challenges that you faced when you first started that you still face to this day? And
I think
if you could change it, how would you change it?
I think one of the main challenges that I face is definitely having to be, I mean, I'm a lesbian, of course, if anybody doesn't know, and being openly, you know, being open with that. What the game is usually looking for is a more sexual appearance and stuff like that, you know, like, I don't know if I could say ass and titties on this, but ass and titties out.
Of course you can.
And that's just,
yeah,
like, okay, cool, well, yeah.
Fuck them.
Well, yeah. Well, they're looking more for that, and I'm more of an MC, you know, I come from the 90s, where it's more about, you know, lyrics and bars and melodies and songs and feelings. So I guess I'm not, you know, your typical female MC, to say the least.
So you're not going to pull
the Nicki
Minaj,
that,
basically.
I can't. I got other things to spend my money on, man. I can't do it. I got other things that I got to pay for.
You got other things you got to pay for.
Yeah, definitely. You got a couple other things on the list before, you know. And if I could change that in any way, I would just have people listen with, you know, their ears, like listen with their heart, and not necessarily judge people off appearance and just in general, in the world in general, but definitely in the music industry, because I don't think that's the importance of it. It's about making good music people can feel, music that can change and move and heal people. So that's what I would do, just have people listening, you know, and not looking so much.
Right. Listen with your ears and your heart and not with your eyes, folks.
Yeah, I don't see what's going on.
Yeah. Y'all right over there? You know, you in New Orleans.
I'm,
okay.
I'm good.
Right. So even the music paused for us. Like, you good?
I'm great, man. It's just like I'm so passionate about it. So I feel, you know, I feel that it's needed. Like, there's a lot of people who go unnoticed because of how they look. And I just think that's just the weirdest thing ever.
So, when, you know, like, I know there's certain opportunities that are there for others, but do you feel like you're overlooked on certain opportunities because of the whole, you used to, like, I guess I would say dress feminine and, you know, show your ass and your tits, your boobs, you know, So like
your boobs. it's always good to catch up with you, man. It's always good. I wouldn't say overlooked at all. I just kind of feel like my time is going to be my time, and that's what I mostly focus on. I never really focus on that part, because I don't really believe in that. It's for you. If it's for you, it's going to be for you. So that's kind of where I'm at with that.
That's crazy that you said that, because I have this daily teaching, and it's like the offspin of The Secret. And yesterday, that's what it pretty much touched on, is like, you never have a missed opportunity, because the universe is full of opportunities. And
yeah,
the right opportunity is what is the opportunity that will land upon you. So I like the fact
definitely.
That you said that I'm not overlooked, because it's not for me.
Yeah. I mean, the people who are supposed to recognize me and appreciate me, and vice versa, I believe that we do. You know, I'm connected with people who I wouldn't trade a lot of, you know, those relationships for anything, on any scale, on any level, with any amount of money. So it's just kind of like, you know, I appreciate what I have and where I'm at, and appreciate the people around me. And I'm not really concerned with, you know, whatever else is going on. And I also feel like those people will come, you know, the right people will come in your circle when you're focused on, you know, and appreciating the things that you have right now and the people that you have in your life right now. So as long as you got a room for them, then they'll be there. It'll happen.
It'll happen. And you're so calm with it. Like,
it doesn't happen.
I'm not worried, nigga. I ain't got no time to worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm chilling. I really don't, man. It's a lot of work to be done. You know, like, I don't really have time for ego. I don't have time to worry about that. Like, if I'm worried about that, then I'm not able to produce good music or anything that I'm trying to do. I got to be effective, and the best way for me to be effective is for me to be focused on what I have to do, you know, versus how people are receiving it or worried about it, you know?
Right. So, you know, talking about being effective and, you know, making sure that you have a clear mind and things of that nature, what is your whole process when it comes to songwriting or recording, if you don't mind sharing that?
It usually just, like, most of the songs that I create usually come from a certain melody or something I've heard or something I probably said or a scene. So I think for me it's kind of like a random thing. Like, I don't really have let me sit down and try to write a song type of style. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, oh, I heard somebody say flavor, and I like the way the word sounds. And it will just build from there, and I'll just start jotting little small things down, and then it just becomes, you know, a song. So
I don't go out there and be like, I'm going to try to sound like whoever the hottest artist is this month.
No, not at all. I have no idea who that is this month. I don't even know, you know, what's going on in that world. I try to stay away from that for the most part.
For sure. I definitely respect, like, your whole demeanor, you know, your whole process. Like, I respect it, and I understand it, because this industry is crazy, man. Like, I've been involved in stuff that I should not even have been involved in, probably, being in this industry. Just being around the wrong type of energy. So, I respect.
It's important.
Yeah, I respect how you've learned that, and, you know, you stick with that, and that's pretty much, you know, what you believe, and that's how you guide yourself. So I definitely respect it, because, like I said, I had to learn the hard way. I'm a hardhead, motherfucker. Like, it's like, I know it,
I'll
but,
chilling,
you know, you always try to see, like, okay, let me just see. And then when you see, boy, you get that ass tap.
I never been like the type of, I mean, I take a lot of risk in things that I believe in, but if it feel bad, I don't even need to know. You know, I'm just like, nah, that ain't even my style. That ain't for me. Like, I definitely go off a vibe.
That's important, y'all. Listen to her. She's teaching everybody right now. She's teaching us something right now, guys. She really is. But what I want to do is I want to get into whole bag. I wanted to get into it when you said you got other things to buy other than ass and boobs, but we'll just get into it now. Whole bag. I like that concept. I like the visual. That dry cleaner, does that really exist, or was that like props?
Yeah, that's the Laplace dry cleaner in Laplace, Louisiana. It's like maybe 30 minutes outside of the city. It's kind of like a suburb.
That dry cleaner is so old. Like that, it made the visual really dope. That was a good find.
Yeah.
So tell people.
Shout out to Delaney too.
You said what now?
I said shout out to my homie Delaney. She went out and she found the cleaners and found the place and worked with the owner on everything. So much love to her and the owner of the Laplace Cleaners.
Well, shout out to Delaney. Shout out to Delaney. So let us know, you know, a little bit of the backstory of Whole Bag before we jump into that track.
But Whole Bag, I actually wrote the track like 2 years ago, I believe. My homie Jerron produced the track, and I had it for a minute, and I had the song already recorded. Big fan of Ace in the movie. So it was just kind of like, man, I would love to, you know, bring that to life. And I was actually just listening to the song, too. So it kind of just meshed together. I called Delaney, and I'm like, this is the idea. This is what I want to do. And we worked on it and made it happen, man. So it was inspired by the Paid in Full movie. And I knew with the song I wanted to have like a crazy visual or something that, you know, people could connect with, because the song is actually about working a job that's not fulfilling you, a job that's not your dream job, basically. And I know a lot of people can, you know, a lot of people can relate. So I also wanted to make the visual relatable too. So I know a lot of people know about the Paid in Full visual. So I just jammed them together, man, and wanted to come up with something dope. One of my favorite visuals, and so far one of my favorite songs that I created.
Nice. I'm okay. One of your favorite songs, okay? Because I've heard some other songs.
Yeah,
now.
It is.
Okay, your favorite song.
One of my favorites.
All right,
one of my
man.
Favorites.
Well, here we go with Whole Bag right here on Get Lifted Radio by Yell Spout.
I want the whole bag, the whole bag. I want the whole damn bag right now. Say, them bills due, and popping the seal is the only thing that heals you. And that 9 to 5 is how you live, but that kills you. It fucks with your mind. Got a motherfucking price on your time. I ain't lying, man. I wrote this on somebody's clock. One of the days where it felt like the time stopped. See, I worked a double that day, cause my partner was late. Starving artist, but that gig keeps some food on my plate. So I'm clocking in daily, seeing my family rarely, making it but barely. Man, it's starting to get scary, cause time is of the essence. Man, I'm here, but am I present? Just got my paycheck, is what they paying for my presence. Nah, I need the whole bag, the whole bag. I want the whole damn bag right now. Say, I want the whole bag, the whole bag. I need the whole damn stash right now. Let's get it. No turning back now. The prep talk with the uni back on track now. As a matter of fact, I'm ready as I ever been. Ready for my cock in the beat when I pick up the pen. Like, get it in, let's get it in. Take a little time for to see what I see. Cause I'm looking in the mirror, checking the illest MC. They trying to figure out why I like girls in my sheets. My mama telling me that I should use my degree. I told her I want the whole stash, the whole stash. Plus I got $1 million rhymes in my notepad, I know that. And they say you died with your dreams, so this casket never closed. As long as you believe, man, I'm doing me. Even if I gotta do it by myself, I don't pick the cards, I just play the hand that I'm dealt. Never felt like I should spend my life working for another person. I'ma touch this meal before I leave the earth. And every time I hit the turf, I be chasing that bag. Like Oscar with a black man. Never had, now I want it all. Not a portion, cause time
is of the essence. It's precious, make yours a fortune.
I need the whole bag, the whole bag. I want the whole damn bag right now. Say, I want the whole bag, the whole bag. I need the whole damn bag right now. Let's get it.
The whole bag.
I like that video though. That was cool. Y'all check it out. Go on YouTube. Check out. You can search promo for Yells, and you'll get right to the whole bag.
Appreciate that, man. Thank y'all.
I appreciate you too. So, what you got upcoming? I know you said you got a show coming up on July 20th, right?
Yep. Got a show at 2828 Thalia Street in New Orleans, July 20th, 7 p.m. I'm in the process of working on a mixtape that I'm going to release in the fall, and I got a couple visuals coming y'all way also. If you guys follow me on ID at Team Yells, I'm gonna do a little contest next week where I'm gonna give away a free T-shirt also. So that's some of the things I got going on. You can also sign up to my email list on my Team Yells page by just DMing your email address to me, and stay connected with me, man. I got a lot of things happening in the fall. A lot of things I can't really speak on right now, but I definitely want y'all to be a part of it. So holler at me on all the social media at Team Yells, YELZ.
Team Yells, YELZ. So if you had, to leave the audience with some more encouraging words, because you've already given a lot, but, if you could leave us with some more, what would it be?
Just definitely keep supporting things that you guys feel need to be heard, because there's a lot of people that say they want to hear certain things or they believe in certain things and they have the lack of support for it. So I'm just saying, as an artist, that support artists that I believe in, if you believe in anybody that's doing anything that's around you, just make sure you're supporting them. Make sure you're supporting them like the people that you don't know. That's about it, man. I don't want to go too far, but yeah, that's about it.
She doesn't want to share any more of the sauce, guys.
I'm gonna leave it there.
Hey, so let the people know, what other projects you got. You got Black Summer, you got Black Summer 2. Come on now,
y'all can find all my music on SoundCloud right now. You can find a couple of my joints on Apple Music and all those streaming platforms. All you got to do is search my name, YELZ. I have a mixtape coming, and I also have an EP that I'm about to drop. But most of my material you can find on my SoundCloud page, and that's YELZ, the letter UFLY.
Yells, I definitely appreciate you for taking the time to come back on the show. You already know, any media that you release, get it over to us. We'll get it up on the blog, getliftedentertainment.com.
Bet.
You stay safe, stay blessed, keep working.
Sure,
and
man, if
you ever need any advice on any marketing or any other decisions when it comes to the back end of things, you already know you can also hit me up on that as well. I got you.
For sure, man. I'll be hitting you up this week. I'll offer me your help. I'm going to take it.
Hey, don't worry about it. I'm there. The door is open.
For sure, man. Peace.
Peace. Well, I appreciate everybody for tuning in today for sure. Make sure you check in next week. We got Mango, the singer from Jacksonville, Florida, as our guest. You can follow her on Instagram and Twitter at M-A-Y-N-G-O, Sweet Mango on Twitter. And I'm going to play her track. Let me just play her track. I like her track, actually. We're going to play Heartbreak, okay? We're going to play Heartbreaker. Heartbreaker right here on Get Lift Radio.
Don't tell me you're sorry. Don't tell me that you care. Rambling on and on how much you love me. You don't mean it. Never did. I wished upon a star that our love never is. Gotta let it go, gonna let it go. I don't wanna be friends. I don't wanna be friends, no. Loving ended, put me in a frenzy. Everybody say I'm crazy, but I'm not. Feeling like the last one standing on the planet. Cause you're gone, you're gone. Heartbreaker, heartbreaker. I thought you were the one. I thought you were the one. But you're just a heartbreaker, heartbreaker. Caught up with the wrong one. Now I'm sitting by my lonesome. Heartbreaker. Don't tell me how I played you when you came in unprepared. You fought months and months to try to get me, just to lose the best you ever had. I wish you did your part, so the love would not end. Oh, gotta let it go, gotta let it go, gotta let it go. I don't wanna be friends. I don't wanna be friends, no. Loving ended, put me in a frenzy. Everybody say I'm crazy, but I'm not. Feeling like the last one standing on the planet. You're gone, you're gone. Took advantage. I'll be laying with someone new by the time you regret it. I just wanna tell you that I'll never take you back.
Yo, 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 yo. So that was Heartbreaker by our guest next week, Mango of Jacksonville, Florida. You can follow her on Twitter at Sweet_MAYNGO. And then you can follow her on Instagram at Sweetheart_MAYNGO. Mango. And I'm going to close this thing out with one of my favorite tracks from Yale's, from one of her other albums. Up, Up, Up is the track. And I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Make sure you tune in next week at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Follow us on Twitter at GetLifted_Radio. Follow us on Instagram at GetLiftedRadio. And I am out.
Yeah. Yo. 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 Yo.
Yeah. match that. Roll it up, my nigga, pass that, pass that. Feeling fantastic, I got to see the sunrise. Yeah. They throwing shade, I'm just looking like the sunshine. Ain't I? Yes, I is. Here for the throne, boy. Straight queen and all niggas dressed like a tomboy. Oh, yeah, I'm nice, I'm nice. The game needs touch. Right. The flow ice is ice. Go step your skis up. Simmer and Louise up. Me in the streets of New Orleans in the summer with that black summer release. Yeah, don't want no drama in my vortex, nigga. Nothing but clouds up in my portrait. Up, up, up. Like Jay, feed me beats, I'ma eat while they slumber yells. Remember the name, yeah. I'm